It's RVO bitches.
Bonjour. What's poppin'? This is Glory.
And I'm Janae.
And this is the Rich Vibes
and Overdrive podcast. Okay.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I didn't know whether or not I was gonna make it here today. Because I was like, yo, I want to deck Glory.
Deck? Oh, my God. Oh, Danae. Deck? You wanted to deck me, bitch?
Because you be OD'ing, son. You be OD'ing.
Last week, I got some things off my chest. And I feel like this week, you need to get some shit.
You know.
Just tell me how you feel. Because, you know, last week we left off. I asked you, Janae, why do you hate me? And you said, I don't hate you. But it turns out you do hate me. So let's talk about it.
Normally, when we record this episode, I have like a little cute little beer, maybe some wine. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I have Jack Daniels. Oh, I have Jack Daniels because that's how hard Glory pushed my buttons today.
Janae, I push your buttons. You know what? I'm going to let you talk because I got things to say, too. I'm not saying that you're not. You're right. Like, you're right. I talk shit about my friends sometimes. I'll be honest. I hit up a guy and I told him, like, yo, my friend is getting on my nerves. And he actually calls me out on my shit, which I did not appreciate. I was like, hold up. That's not why you're here. You're here to be there for me. But he was like, you are the problem because you're not being empathetic to her situation. And then when I started catching up on all the emails and everything, I was like, you know what? I did let the ball drop. Like, Janae has to order things. She does have a child. I always forget that you're a mom and that you do have a full-time job and that there is a pandemic. So I do apologize. Like, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I apologize.
I received that, but I'm still going to let you know about yourself. So let me tell you exactly what happened, ladies and gentlemen. So we're supposed to have a production on Saturday. I'm just trying to like square away the details. I'm just trying to, you know, be a real team player. Because to me, a team player means you work together. Mm-hmm. Divide and conquer means you split shit up. And taking Glory's favorite word, the lead, meaning even if you take the lead on something, you still, I don't know if you remember, it's been a while since you worked a job, but you still report back to your team. You still report back to your team and you let them know what your findings are. Mm-hmm. So I have not had anything reported back to me. When I tried to ask said questions about the part that Glory was conquering, oh my God, you don't trust me. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, yo, I thought sharing was caring. Like, I thought we were supposed to share with each other. And then I also had sent you stuff on it, the parts I was supposed to be conquering, which you never responded. I'm talking basic ass yes and no questions. Do you like this or nah? No response. And so I'm like, yo, she's wilding. Like, we have to do this on Saturday. And you know, shipping is expensive. Trump is fucking with the postal service. Mm-hmm. Like, now we got to pay for express shipping and shit. And I was trying to avoid those things. And then, this is the icing of the cake, y'all. This bitch had the audacity to say, oh, it seems like you got the time and it's so urgent. I said, no, this bitch didn't. Like, excuse me, I'm making whole-ass project plans over here. I got a whole-ass 8-year-old that's in my fucking ear, and now I'm trying to be freaking productive, okay? So I'm trying to multitask and be disciplined and be productive, and Glory just over here complaining. She spent 15 minutes complaining to me via text when she could have spent 15 minutes answering my goddamn questions.
I want to say I do receive what you said, but I was not complaining.
Yeah. I got receipts.
No, because, okay. All right. I didn't say anything to anybody because I wanted to celebrate this in private, but I got a new job. Do we have clapping effects on the podcast? Can we afford that?
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
I know the unemployment checks stopped coming in about 2 weeks ago. And I had to strategize. So I got a new job at a media company. I'm doing the social media. It's what I'm good at. It's fine. And it's been like Janae said earlier in her rant, I haven't worked a job in a long time. Hurt my feelings, but I'm gonna let that go. So it's been hard to adapt. Like I have a schedule. Before, like Janae thought, I was laying around in my house, whatever, depressed. I have a schedule now. So like I'm trying to manage that and trying to figure out, okay, what's the procedure? And the whole day, Janae's like, what, dun, 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 ding, 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 ding. I'm like, I try to use the tools that my therapist gave me 2 years ago. I know that I'm out of therapy. It's been a while. Maybe I should go back. But she said, you know, communicate. Don't shut down.
Yeah, you need to go back and find those goddamn tools.
So I'm like communicating like, hey, Janae, this is still important to me. I'm trying to figure out this job situation. I'm not going to drop the ball. I just need you to trust me that I'm going to put my head in it when I have it. Because the way that we work, I'm going to say something. We work a little bit different. Janae, God bless her soul.
Bro, that's not what you said. That's not what you said. She OD sugarcoated it. Like, that was the ultimate paraphrase.
Okay. And then I talked to a guy and he told me, he's like, you need to put yourself in her shoes. And that's when I started putting myself in your shoes. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I was a little mean when I wrote in capitals, Janae, please leave me alone. What did I write? I was like, wait, what did I say? I did say something that was mean. I was like, Janae, girl, damn. I hear you. I receive what you have said.
Okay.
And I'm going to show up.
But yo, I feel like this.
How do you feel?
Can I ask a question? I feel much better now. I think I'm slightly lit. I'm like, okay. I drank 2/3 of my Jack Daniel's lemonade drink. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to figure out?
What?
Why the fuck is Trump so obsessed with TikTok?
But I think all the people that are in charge of like big business are trying to compete for like the internet world. And because Facebook and Instagram and Amazon are like the American internet worlds, TikTok is maybe not the first thing, but one of the biggest things to come and actually be a straight competitor. And we're talking about the age of information here. So they have information. They're all trying to get everybody's information. So I feel like that's why he's like, oh, we got to ban TikTok. And I think he ended up joining like the competitor Triller. Like, you are such a fucking bird. You're a bird.
Yeah, word. Because I'm like, every day I keep seeing headlines, Trump TikTok, Trump TikTok. I'm like, bro, why are you so fucking obsessed with TikTok? Like, leave them alone. Like,
apparently there was a thing that TikTok does access data, as do all apps, to your phone. So there was like some people with like government jobs that they had TikTok. Their information was like susceptible to shit. So I just feel like just leave us alone. Like, I'm having fun on TikTok. But I did see that there was, you know, TikTok has been good for like the spread of information, right? Not only just trends, but we've been learning, like, people have been able to get out more information because the algorithm works a little differently over there. So like, for example, there was an officer, I think his name is Diamond Williams. He was a police officer. And he had kind of gone against the officers that were involved in George Floyd's murder. And he kind of voiced his opinion on how he felt it was wrong. And then he went viral, 1 million views. Everybody saw that because, you know, the algorithm fucks with trying to change the world from what it looks like. And then the officer ended up getting fired. So I thought that was really interesting.
You can't have a voice. You know what? When it comes to police officers, I'm going to just talk specifically about the NYPD because that's where I grew up. Like, we always say about the NYPD, when people are like, oh, one bad apple does spoil you, the whole bunch. And it's like, that's true. And we want the good police officers to stand up against the bad police officers. But this is why they don't, though. And it's the same reason why Black people don't stand up against each other or don't stand up for what's right, because it's fear. So I feel like police officers, the whole fucking NYPD just endorsed Trump as a candidate. So imagine being a police officer and being like, oh, I stand out against racism. I stand out against injustices. You're going to get shitted on, bro, at the place that you work, that you have to go through every single day. And everybody's not built to make that type of sacrifice. Everybody is not MLK. Everybody is not Malcolm X. We come at these police officers saying, oh, you may be nice, you may be good, but you don't stand up against your coworkers. It's like, yo, people be scared. This is where they eat. This is where they collect their check. So if that person does not have the guts or the willpower or are willing to risk their lives, their livelihoods, and their families to do that, then it's just not happening.
Right. And they ended up making a GoFundMe for the police officer. But this case, and it's not as extreme, but it kind of reminded me of the Christopher Donner story
which it was a police officer in the LAPD who kind of spoke out against it. And then, long story short, the whole department turned on him and he ended up just like wiping out mad police officers because he was upset because he was trying to be one of the good guys and really be there to make change. And like, they just fucked him up and he ended up just taking out mad people. So like, I think they ended up killing him, but it kind of reminded me of that. Like, it's like, yo, you really try to stand up for shit and the people that you think fuck with you, they end up turning on you. And it's just like, what is safe to, what can you do? You know? So it's just, it kind of reminded me of that story.
Dave Chappelle talked about that in his 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy that he did, because I think that honestly, anyone who signs up for those types of public service roles, like police officers, military, because they always be having the kind of same mindset. Like, you know, they'd be like, I want to do good. I want to protect and serve my community. But then once you get in and you realize the shit is so corrupted, you're like, fuck. And then you try to speak out against it and say, you know what? I'm going to try to get justice, like what Christopher Brown tried to do, shut down. And he was like, all right, I try to play by the rules. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to just shoot y'all up. And right. This is why people do stuff like that, because it's like, I tried to play within your system and it did not work. Therefore, I'm going to play outside your system. I'm going to meet you exactly where you are. Hence why I feel like we had the Black Panthers. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, actually, speaking of empathy, I empathize with those people because I feel like I self-address myself with that question all the time. Like, Janae, are you willing to make that sacrifice to save the larger group of people? And that's a real deep-rooted question. And it's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, on one side, it's like, I have my daughter. And when it boiled down to it, I'm no activist, no politician, or none of that by any sorts. But when it boiled down to it, right is right and wrong is wrong for me. Mm-hmm. And if I was confronted with an issue, I'm going to always stick up for myself. And I want my daughter to view me as a person that is strong, independent, sticks up for herself, and fights for what is right. But I also don't want my daughter to not have a mother. You know what I'm saying?
What I was going to say before you brought up that point was, I think that it's not just about public service officers or positions. It's across any industry. Like, at the end of the day, like, I think people fail to realize that we have one life, and the job that you do every day does in some shape or form affect the bigger picture. And it's just like, are you perpetuating stereotypes? Are you standing up for things? Are you actually contributing to the problem? And it's kind of hard to like question your morals with also trying to get a paycheck, which is kind of like the catch-22 of capitalism. But it's just like, I think those questions are important. A lot of us are starting to ask those deeper self-conscious questions. Like, what do I really stand for? And how far am I willing to go to bat for that shit?
Yeah. And now we're at that point where we have to ask that question. Because I feel like, you know, Black people have always been getting murdered in the streets since the beginning mm-hmm. of time, you know. But now I feel like we're at that point because people are tired. We're tired of just the same hashtags. We're tired of the same protests. Now we're like, yo, is you pulling up or not? Like, it's a little bit more aggressive now on the people who claim to be for the movement. It's like, are you really down? And I think that it's necessary to get real change. Because for me, I felt like, I love that you said that you got to do it in whatever type of environment that you're in. Because mm-hmm. for me, I felt like, you know, we both come from an advertising background. And I'm Janae 110%. Now, like, I don't know.
I don't think people understand. Right. This is the shit that you'd be seeing on this podcast. That's who she is in corporate. I was like, how did you?
Literally.
How do you not get fired? Because I've been fired several times for being myself. And I'm just confused.
We're not the only ones that's calling for action right now. Michelle Obama's speech is trending right now. And she had a very strong, clear, and concise call to action. Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to sum it up. But we could get into the details, but I'm going to sum it up by saying, she basically was like, yo, you need to vote. I don't care what you're feeling. I don't care what your feelings are. I don't think what you think about Biden or Kamala Harris. You need to vote because Trump cannot be the president. And that's that. And that's it.
She said, it is what it is. Vote.
Basically, right. Like,
it is what it is. Vote.
So that is the cliff notes of right. the 18-minute speech. It is what it is. Vote. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Vote.
Right.
Like,
but I think the speech was really good. I know that a lot of people have been saying, like, you know, obviously, like, in the style of Michelle Obama, inspiring, go high. When they go low, you go high. I hear that, but I think she was a little bit even more candid in this speech. She's like, I don't even fuck with politics no more, but I'm here to let you know you need to vote. I'm tired of right. being that person. I'm tired of politicians. I'm tired of this country. But we need to vote. The end. And she was like, as a Black woman, I am coming to you. And she mentioned, she name dropped George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. She's like, this kind of energy, mm-hmm. we're looking for compassion, for empathy. That's like the theme, the through line of today's episode, empathy. We're going to get empathy by the end of this, okay? I'm going to get empathy. America going to get empathy. It's just like, it's important to understand, like, even for example, like, I saw that somebody vandalized Breonna Taylor's billboard. And it's like, what possessed you? Like, you gotta be some evil ass person to vandalize that girl's billboard. Like, why would, I just don't understand, like, what is lacking in people to think that shit is okay. Like, let's just say you don't fuck with it and you don't think she deserves a billboard. That's fine. Keep your ass moving. You don't need to go out of your way. And like, I hope that person goes to jail. Like, I think that just is fucked up. And I'm just tired of, like she was saying, like, it doesn't, like, there's so many people in this country. There's so many personalities, so many lives. Like, everybody has a meaning. Everybody has a worth. We need to acknowledge that we're saying Black Lives Matter because a lot of people kind of forget that if that everybody cannot matter until everybody matters. And that's what the movement is about. But a lot of the education system in this country is a little flawed. So I understand why some people are kind of stupid. But the point of the story is that we just have to vote. We have to get out there. And I get kind of, what's the word? Like, not disheartened, but like sad when I see people kind of saying that they're not going to take any action for the election. Because they're like, I don't believe in this country. The whole system is flawed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I hear you, but I also don't want to deal with Trump anymore.
But back to Michelle Obama. Yeah, it was definitely really good. I think my favorite part of Michelle Obama's speech is where she addressed going high. So people always like to use the phrase, oh, well, Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. She's like, yo, I did say that. But me saying, yeah, she was like, I said that, but that does not mean that you stand up for any type of bullshit. And I'm definitely paraphrasing right now. Yeah. But it's like, yo, I said, when they go low, you go high. But that does not mean, she basically was saying, that's not mean you be a bitch. Like, right. And in faces of injustice, you need to stand strong. Hello. So sometimes I feel like people misconstrue that quote and they think that going high means just doing nothing and being silent and shutting the fuck up. But she clearly stated, excuse me, honey, that's not what I meant.
Right. She had amendments to her quote. She's like, amendment number one, bitch.
Right.
You need to come the fuck back, but with class.
Right. Because she know that people be throwing that shit around on social media.
If your social media be in songs, like I heard it in a rap song, like Michelle Obama, like it be a lot. People be running with her quotes. I highly recommend it to everybody to listen to it. I thought it was really well put together.
And Biden ain't shit, but he's the best of the worst. You feel me? So we need to just vote for Biden.
For me, it's bigger than just voting. It's actually becoming part of becoming a constituent. Like, we are here. What are we going to do? What else can we do? We have to participate in the system. Like, that's all we can do. And the system runs with or without us. So it's like, at this point, I might as well fucking learn how the rules work so I could just be part of it.
Pew, pew, pew. That was a gem right there. The system runs with or without us. I'm going to say that again. The system runs with or without us. Okay? That was a gem from Glodelli Samora right there. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, speaking of shit that don't make no sense, why is Rihanna coming out with the kitchenware line?
Don't come for my tethered.
I love Rihanna, but I feel like, all right, like, you wanted to come up with Savage by Fenty. That makes sense. You're a sex symbol. You wanted to come out with Fenty Beauty. That makes sense. You are a celebrity. Makeup, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Fucking kitchenware, though? That's where you lost me. I'm confused.
You know, because maybe like I'm gonna support her. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? Let me go to Rihanna's Instagram page. Let me see if there's any pictures or videos of her cooking.
That's what somebody said, that she don't be cooking, but we know now that you don't have to cook or clean to get a ring, according to Belcalis Almansad.
I'm just saying, I'm scrolling down her Instagram. I see makeup. I see Mad Caribbean shit. Some covers. I don't see nothing about cooking on her page. So I'm just confused. Like, there's fashion, there's beauty, there's no cooking. So when did she get this sudden interest?
Maybe she like, where's your... Maybe it's like, you know, a way to honor her grandmother. Her grandmother probably made some good dishes and she's trying to honor her grandma.
But you just made that shit up. You don't even know that. Like, you literally just made that shit up right now. Like,
yo, you have no respect for me.
No. No one knows that to be true. I'm just saying, you spoke a lot about fact checking. No one knows that Rihanna's grandmother is a good cook. So you just came out of the with that shit. Yo.
I didn't make that shit up.
And although you said that shit with a very serious tone, I know you're bullshit because I've known you for a while. And no one knows anything about Rihanna or Rihanna's family cooking history. So why the fuck should we buy a kitchenware line from you?
All right. First of all, it's also a rumor.
From who?
It's a rumor saying that she's starting that she filed for a trademark. It doesn't mean she's going to get it. Maybe people are just lying.
It doesn't make sense.
So you want to stop people's bags.
I don't want to stop people's bags.
Janae the bag stopper.
Shut up. I don't want to stop nobody's bag. I'm just saying, I'm going to spend my money where the credibility lies.
A lot of people just be buying shit just to buy it.
But that's not me.
All right, because you a smart bitch.
You right. I buy Savage, my Fenty, because I'm like, oh, Brianna be looking sexy as fuck, and I want to be sexy too. Boom.
The panties good. I've never bought anything from Fenty.
Yes, girl. I got panties. I got bras. I got everything. I look good. And they're good? Yes. I never got to wear it for nobody because, you know, me and my nigga, we broke up. Yeah. But
every episode.
Yo, no, I still got my garter belt wrapped up with the tissue paper and the plastic and everything. Okay, I'm just waiting for God to send me the right nigga, and then I'm aware of him.
Is that the prayer that you give God every night?
Girl, I don't be cursing to the Lord.
Oh, okay.
I be telling the Lord, like, listen, $50 is enough money for you to send me a good man. Now, at this point, I got like two different lingerie sets that nobody has ever seen.
But you can wear it for yourself, Janae.
I am not putting coochie juice in my $50 panties for myself.
Yo, I cannot. I cannot stand you.
I need real life dick for that. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yo, I'm so done. I'm done. I'm like finished. I'm done. Well, Janae, I have an honest question to ask you. Like, do you think that you see you and your ex getting back together?
If I'm being honest with myself, I'm going to say no.
I don't think that's what the audience expected. That even surprised me.
And as you know, I felt like there's like a small slither inside of me that wants us to get back together. But honestly, like, being with him after we broke up, it's like, nigga, you ain't changed. So it's like, I know. And I'm finally at a place where I can say that without being, like, distraught about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, hanging out with him, I'm like, yo, you're obviously still mad selfish. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even when he hits me up, it's like, I can still see the same traits. It's like, because I hate that saying, like, oh, if she really loves you, then she's going to be there. No, nigga, bump that. It has nothing to do with that. It has me to do with me valuing myself and me respecting my time. Right. So I'm not going to.
And let me tell you something right now. If you don't respect your own time and your own self, nobody will.
Pew, 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 pew. Mm. That's a fact. And that's what I had to realize. So it's like, I'm not just going to sit here and like aimlessly wait for you. I'm going to be open to the idea, but if somebody else comes along and they sweep me off my fucking feet, then I'm going to be swept, bitch, like a motherfucking broom in a dustpan. Like, I don't... Pew, pew. And that's just, it is what it is. Like Michelle Obama said, it is what it is.
It is. It, and when you go low, you go high.
Right. And you cannot be mad at me for moving the fuck on, nigga. Right. And that's just it.
Now I have questions for you because I want to know, like, have you ever had like dick that was so good that it inspired you to like be a better person?
Yeah, girl.
And like to see the world better, like have 20/20 vision?
I feel like I have.
So it wasn't with your ex?
I didn't say that. I did not say that. But I've definitely had sex that has maybe been like, yeah. I need to be this nigga's Michelle Obama. Mm. And I'm
empathy. But you know, looking right back, something that I've been thinking about is that I'm actually really happy, even though that I might have been hard to work with at times, Janae. I'm actually looking back at everything and really looking back to our very first episode. And I'm really glad that we started the podcast because we can kind of see the changes in how the pandemic has treated us. Like, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, it was like, this is a vaccine. I'm like, this bitch is bugging. But now that I'm like now in August, a lot of good things have started happening for me. And I'm like, this might actually be the best year of my life. And I feel kind of ashamed to say that. Do you feel like similarly?
Yeah. But I'm happy things have turned around for you. I think for me, I've gone through a lot of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me feel like good or bad. It makes me feel like I'm a better person. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy with
empathy?
That. I have empathy. I know that fuck niggas ain't never going to change. I don't got empathy for them.
Oh, here we go.
I ain't got empathy for my ex because I know he's still the same person. But at the end of the day, what's important is that on September 5th is the Rich Vibes and Overdrafts experience.
Pew, pew, pew!
We put so much work into this. I almost put up to Glory Crypt and started to fight her for this. This is important. This is very important. I need all of you guys to pull up on September 5th. I need you to tell your friends. Everybody, bring their mask and pull up for this event because it's going to be lit. And more importantly, when November comes, register to vote. All right, y'all. That's our episode for today. We'll be back next week, Friday. Make sure y'all tune in.
And make sure you also follow us on Instagram, Bitch Vibes and Overdrafts. I know my English is bad, but I know how to spell that.
Yes, get all them updates, everything that's dropping. Let's continue to go through it and glow up together.
Okay.
It's RVO, bitches.